ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today in The Key, we're going to be examining a very important topic and issue. That issue is related to one of the good moral characteristics, which is a virtue that we have been encouraged to adopt in Islam. I am speaking, of course, of the virtue of clemency. Clemency, which in Arabic we call hilm, is very close to patience or forbearance. In some of our previous sessions, we talked about why it's so virtuous and what are the things that bring it about or what are its causes. In this beautiful and very significant topic that we want to talk about today is, what are the fruits of clemency, meaning what are its effects or what does it lead to? In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the hadiths which have been narrated regarding this very significant topic. In one beautiful hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "One who is clement has the upper hand." Man haluma sada. It's possible to also translate this hadith as follows. One who is clement achieves success or becomes successful. Not necessarily has the upper hand over, you know, his opponents or, you know, his enemies. But in any case, if we translate the hadith in the first way, the meaning of the hadith, the intent of the hadith is very clear, that if we want to, you know, be victorious or successful and overcome, you know, our, you know, things that are opposing us, we need to be patient, and with patience and clemency we can resolve that conflict and, you know, become successful and achieve victory. In another beautiful hadith, kind of echoing the same theme, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "One who is clement with his enemy is victorious." This doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, one who waits to attack his enemy or who waits for the opportune time to vanquish him will be victorious. It could also mean one who is clement with his enemy and in forgiving the enemy and, you know, not unnecessarily harming his enemy. You know, such a person will ultimately be victorious, you know, and successful in this, you know, conflict that he has with this external force which opposes him. Again, in another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The very first recompense for the qualities of the clement person is that the people will assist him against the ignorant one." So this is one of the social effects of clemency, is that people will come to the aid of the person who is clement and forbearing with them. You know, people like such a person. They rally around him and they assist him in his objectives. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he also said, "Clemency in the midst of severe anger will protect one from the anger of the Almighty." This is a otherworldly effect of clemency, in that if a person is angry, he should be clement and Allah will be clement with him in the akhirat and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the fruits of clemency in the light of the hadith of the infallible Imams, alayhimus salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.